tribute to Jessica Brown. Hey everyone, it's Mason Cabo here, along with a friend of mine, Jake Gross. Who, we are doing a special tribute today for a friend of ours who, a dear friend of ours who we have lost. So this friend of ours, her name is Jessica Brown. She passed away on July the 24th of this year, and she was only 29 years old. She turned 29 in May. She was a really big help to us 10 years ago, because she was a big contributor, and so was I, to the Brownout list and, back then, brownoutusers.info. Now, for those of you who, basically it's a site full of Brownout articles and podcasts and sound packs that you could switch your Brownout around with and make it custom and unique. But
do you want to explain what a Brownout is, just for those who don't know?
No, it's not relevant to this.
Oh, okay.
You know, Jessica, you're going to be greatly missed. You know, rest in peace. She passed away from what we think. We don't know exactly what happened. Let's just say health complications. That's the more common way.
Yeah.
Basically, health complications. But she and I did, I was basically doing more podcasts than her, sadly. She only did one with me because I decided to switch around with her this one day. I couldn't do it, so I switched around with her and I did a sound pack, how to change default sound packs on the Brownout Apex, and she did a podcast called Downloading Files in the Background. But enough of my talking. So after Jake is done what he has to say, we're going to be putting in three clips. It was originally going to be two, but we're going to be including this third clip for bonus. So one is going to be her contribution. Podcast number two is going to be changing sound pack, changing from the default sound pack to the Windows 98 sound pack on the Brownout Apex. But what's unique about that one is she was the one who helped me to edit that podcast, so that's why I'm including it there. The third one for bonus is creating a sound pack on the Brownout Apex, which was done by me, and it was the raw recording. No editing was done, and it was done with a Brownout Apex mic. And then towards the end of the tribute, we are going to, I have a special announcement to make. So Jake, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, so I reconnected with Jess in late 2023.
We both did. Well,
yeah,
I reconnected Mason
with Jess, because I reconnected with her through another friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool talking to her for like 4 hours, because I haven't talked to her in like 10 or so years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked about all kinds of just random things, and it was awesome. And like one thing that I was telling about was this clock program, this NWS clock application that I made, and it so it's kind of funny how this happened, because I was telling her what operating systems it supports, and she mentioned, or she asked, does this support Windows CE? And I was like, no, it doesn't. But that kind of gave me an idea to try porting it, and I eventually got around to doing that, and I tested it on my devices, my Windows CE devices that I have lying around, and Jess wanted to test it, but unfortunately her Brownload Apex wasn't quite up to the task because the ROM got corrupted, and because it was saying there was an error that said kernel load fail, so that never happened, unfortunately. And one thing that Jess actually was, she sent me the old
Brownload Classic. Jake, you hold on, say it again. You cut out. Your Wi-Fi cut out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay, guys, hold on. Just for the record. This is going to be an exclusive bonus point. This is our third time doing this run.
Yeah, because the first time... Can I explain to them kind of what... For the record, I don't have the other two runs anymore because they kind of weren't worth keeping. But the first one, the intro music was mono. And, oh, speaking of the intro music, I used... The file that you heard... was Mood 02 played on the Windows CEGM sound font, and the reason I chose that specifically is because it's related to the Braille Note, and Jess was helping in the Braille Note era. So, since Mason is the one doing the recording, his speech was literally said record at the beginning. That kind of ruins the mood. So, and the second one, that one went okay, but he made an editing mistake. Because there were two Masons talking at the same time.
Hopefully this one will be the third time the charm.
Yeah, hopefully this one will be the charm.
So, but anyways, back to what you were saying, Jake.
Okay, she helped... So 10 years ago, she helped me by sending user guides for the Braille Note Classic. And I told her how to install those because they're literally installers on the device that can install the different versions of the user guide.
Mm.
So... I told her how to install them, and she zipped everything up and sent me files, and that was really cool. She was very sweet and really chill, and she never really got mad at anybody.
She was the chillest friend we ever knew.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't hesitate to help. She wouldn't give up on problem solving. She would try and help you out to the last extent till she couldn't or didn't know the answer. She wouldn't just give up on you right away.
Yeah, unfortunately, so we have the Braille Users Archive. It's missing the articles, and sadly, those articles are, including Jessica's article, are lost to time, unfortunately. But the podcasts are there. The Braille mailing list posts from the old humor list are there. So you can download that archive and browse it.
Yep. So we're going to play those three clips now. So this first clip is going to be Jessica and her podcast downloading files in the background.
Recorded on a BookSense.
Yes. On the Braille Note Apex. I don't know what case of version she was running. I forget.
Well, I'll let her say it. She does tell you.
Yeah. But this was a unofficial hackery way of doing this. Until Humor implemented an official way to do it in Keysoft 9.3.
Yeah.
Well, the Apex, when you started up, would say 9.3.0. It wouldn't have any point there.
Yeah. All right,
so here it goes, podcast number one. So Jess, do the honors, take it away.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm going to do a podcast on how to download from the internet in the background, and being able to use the rest of Keysoft at the same time and not having to sit there and wait for your download to finish. And I'm using a Braille Note Apex BT32 with Keysoft 9.1, and I apologize for if you hear any talking in the background, and let's get started. So I already have the file I'm going to demonstrate downloading, which is a movie from the Blind Mice Movie Vault. But all of the files on there are on SenSpace, so I have the direct download link to that file already on pasted onto the clipboard, so I'm going to go and into KeyWeb. And then I'm going to press backspace with V to paste the address into KeyWeb. And I'm going to press enter.
Please wait. Download Lily 21-20@20-20 chocolate 20 factory.mp3 from setspace.com. Set big files the easy way.
Okay, so there is the movie I'm going to download. I don't know. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I don't know why it puts all the 20s in there, but it does put them in all the file names. So I'm going to press C until I find... Click here to start download.
Contact us. Click here to start download from SenSpace.
I'm just using SenSpace as an example, but you can use any website you want with this. Any size of file, anything will work. So I'm going to press enter on here to start the download.
Okay. Please wait. Download file into which folder? Press enter for download. Download file name. Press enter for Lily 2520 Wacka 2520 at 2520 the 2520 chocolate 2520 factory.
Okay, so now it's downloading, and now if you want to say go and open a document while you're waiting for this, you go to the... You can't just go to press the backspace and W and enter for keyword, it won't work. Going to the main menu also won't work. But also what you can do is go to the options menu, and then main menu. And now the download is happening in the background, and even though you don't hear the progress beeps, it's still happening. I'm going to go to keyword. Backspace, enter, and W.
Directory name, press enter for. Folder name, list of games. General. Document 2OPTS. Test document does not exist. Create a new document. Yes. Common document. Blank.
There, now I just created a new test. New file called test in the general folder, and I'll just... type, this is a test.
T-H-I-S, this I-S is, T-E-S-T.
And then I will exit out of here.
Exit, keyword menu, main menu.
And if you want to know, like, how the file is downloading, if it's working properly, you can go in here, into the file manager.
File manager menu.
Directory.
Drive. Press enter for flash disk. Folder name. Press enter for downloads. List of files in downloads folder.
Downloads folder.
Lily 2520 Wacka 2520.
And then there's the file with all the crazy numbers in it. And to see if it's downloading, you just want to see press space with I to see what size it is right now, and but you can't click on it to play it until it's all downloaded. You can't download just part of it and then preview it. You have to finish playing, but or finish downloading before you can play it. But what you can do is press space with I.
Audio file. Size 11.98 megabytes. Last modified Tuesday, May 1.
And it gives you all that, but what you're interested in right now is the size. 11.98, I think it just said. And when it stops going up, then that's when you know it's done being downloaded. So we'll check it again.
Audio file. Size 11.98 megabytes. Last modified Tuesday, May 1.
Okay, I wonder why it's the same. Hang on, I'm gonna exit it.
Exit drive. press enter for black disk.
And go back in.
Folder name, press enter for downloads. List of files in downloads folder, Lily 2000. Audio file, size 40.16 megabytes. Last modified.
Okay, now it's at 40.16. So, we'll exit out.
Exit drive.
And go back in.
Folder name. Press enter for downloads. List of files in Lily 2000 audio file. Size 41.02 megabytes. Last modified Tuesday, May 1, 2012 at 7:12 p.m.
Okay. Okay. So that's good. And then we'll just go
main menu.
Check it one more time.
File manager menu. Drive, F, flash, disk, folder name, press enter for download. List of files, Lily 2005 audio file. Size, 41.02 megabytes.
Okay, so it stopped getting bigger, which means it's done downloading. And you can't just, so when you want to check to see if your file's done, you just check the size of it. And when it stops getting bigger, it's done. But you can't just sit there and press space with I. You have to exit out first. Like, press, go into the file manager, go into directory, and then go into the folder you're downloading it into, and then find the file name, press space with I on it, and kind of memorize that number, and then you have to exit out, like press space with E, and then go back into file manager and back into the folder you're downloading it into, and then back to the file name and space with I again, and keep doing that, and when it stops getting bigger, then you know it's downloaded. But if you don't exit out and you just keep pressing space with I, it'll just keep giving you the same number. It won't update the number until you exit and go back in. So also, another thing with this is that I demonstrated it using keyword, but you can go options menu. Once the download started, you can go options menu, main menu, and then from there you can go anywhere. You can go email or KeyChat or KeyPlan or KeyPlus or whatever, as long as you don't switch the Braille note off. It will keep downloading in the background, and when you're ready, you just go check the file size to see if it's gotten any bigger or not. So another thing you can do is you can actually use KeyWeb and go to another site like Google or wherever you want to go, and you can look stuff up or whatever, and it won't affect the download. So you can go start your download and then go to options menu and then main menu and then back into, press I from the main menu to get to internet, and you can go wherever from there and it won't affect the download. It won't stop it or anything. It'll keep going. And so yeah, you can use any application on the Braille whilst you're waiting for your download to finish. And so I hope you found this very helpful. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at jessicabrown531@gmail.com. Okay, bye for now.
So that podcast was done. Now, the second clip is going to be me and Jess edited this one with a booksense and a patch cable. I know, it sounds it sounds very cheesy.
Okay, I want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
Those days, they sucked, but they were honestly kind of fun because we got really creative with stuff.
I know.
So, like, that goes for just all kinds of things. Like, my first podcast was recorded on a Braille note, and, like, of course, we had all these hacks with websites. I mean, I don't wish to relive those days, but at the same time, it's fun going back and just looking at how crazy stuff was.
Hey, Jake, I would love to relive those days because you know why? We have modern technologies now. We can variegate between, well, we can modify it slightly because we have modern technologies now.
Yeah, we can.
It would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting to, like, try these, get an old Braille Note Apex. Wow, it's funny saying that's old, because that was like...
Nah, but I think we can still get on the web through a proxy connection.
We probably could.
Oh, shoot.
That would be fun to try things. But anyway, okay, we're kind of getting a little off track.
So let's play my rendition of...
And if you hear 8-bit hiss in the background,
that's
probably due to the way that she recorded / edited it. So,
yep. So here we go. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Here I go. Take it away. Good evening, everybody. This is Mason Cabo. And I am back with another podcast for you all today. I've been planning to do this podcast for some time now. And only now I have the time to do it. So this podcast is going to be a very interesting one because I'm going to talk about how to change system sounds on the Braille Note Apex. So let's get started. How to install a sound pack on the Braille Note Apex. Before I go on here, I would like to give you a quick some quick pointers before we continue. When you want to install the sound pack, you're going to have to use Eloquence. You cannot use Keynote Gold Speech to install a sound pack, because if you do use Keynote Gold Speech, then it's going to say system files have been updated, need updating, press reset while holding dots 4, 5, 6 down. And you don't want to do that because you're going to lose all your settings. So, in the steps I'm going to show you below, this applies to Eloquence. It also applies to Keynote. This applies to Eloquence, but if you try to do this on Keynote Gold, then it's not gonna work. So I'm gonna give you a pointer there. You have to use Eloquence. No, do not use Keynote Gold when you want to install sound packs. After you're done installing the sound pack that you want, you can go back to Keynote Gold Speech. Those of you who use Keynote Gold, you guys can go back to Keynote Gold Speech after you guys are done using the Eloquence to install the sound pack. I'm going to install Windows 98 sound pack. So what you do now is, before you install a sound pack, you delete the Windows folder. So I'm going to do that now. The Windows folder is gone. So what you do now is you go back. I'm going to go back to my folder where I have all my sound packs. There's my 98 sound pack. I'm going to press enter on it. Now, like I said, when you install my default sound pack, you're going to have to be in folder mode to type in Windows if you tend to give you that automatically. But if you want to install other sound packs, you press space with T to go to directory mode. And it's already giving me the slash, so I don't have to type it in. But if you want a slash, you press dots 3-4. That's an SD sign in computer Braille. And I'm going to press enter on this.
Password.
No password, I'm going to press enter.
Delete the original archive file.
I'm going to say no to keep a copy. And I'm going to hit reset, and I'll come back when the unit restarts.
Desktop version 920, build 1053. System files have been updated. Red reset.
And you have heard the Windows 97 sound, Windows 98 sound pack. I'm gonna press reset again, and I'll come back when the unit. I'll press reset again, and I'll come back when the unit restarts. Congratulations. You have completed step one of this podcast. If you want to go back to default sounds too, you need to use Eloquence for this also. So how to go back to default sounds? The first thing we'll do is we have to unzip a special zip file called defaultapexsound.zip. And I have created this file on the RAM disk of the Apex, so so I didn't zip up the directory called /windows because you can't do that, but it's gonna be an awfully large file. So what I did was I have zipped up the individual default Apex default Keysoft sound files into one zip file, and I named it default apexsounds.zip. So I'm gonna go to my zip file right now, and I'm gonna go ahead and unzip it. So hold on for a sec, I'm gonna go get the zip file. There's my default Apex sounds.zip file. I'm gonna press enter on this zip file. Now, one of two prompts will happen. It will say either folder for packing this archive, press enter for Windows, or directory for packing this archive, press enter for slash. You're gonna be in folder mode when you do this, and it's already giving me the folder name, so I don't have to type in Windows. But if it doesn't give me the folder name, then type in WINDOWS and I'll press enter. There's no password, so I'm gonna press enter. I'm gonna say no to delete the original archive file. Simply hit reset, and I'm going to pause the recording while it resets, and I'll come back when it reboots. So it's telling me system files have been updated. Press reset. I'm going to do that, and I'll come back when the unit restarts. Okay, so it didn't give me that system files have been updated prompt anymore. So I went to back to default sounds. So the error tone is there. The record beeps are there. And everything else is there. So that is how. And one more thing to note is when you install the sound pack, you don't have to keep that Windows folder in there. You can simply delete it. And this goes for my default sounds too. You don't have to keep the Windows folder in there. You can just simply delete it. So I'm going to delete mine. And the Windows folder is gone. So, hopefully this podcast has really helped. It should take advantage because when you want to go back to default sounds, you're going to have to, previously, before my trick came out here, you had to delete the Windows folder, then you had to press reset. Wait, that's 4, 5, 6. Actually, that's 1, 2, 3. But now, you didn't have to, when you do that reset though, you lose all your Keysoft packages. But now, you don't have to worry about that. You can just keep them and still go back to factory defaults. Apex factory default sounds. So I hope this podcast was a very good help to you all, and I hope to be back with another podcast on how to create a sound pack. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Alright, so that was me doing a little that thingy, that and that and that. So this last clip, this is actually a bonus
clip. Do you want me to explain what happened? Because remember, we were going to explain
yes.
what because so, what the
edit so the reasoning for. So the original recording, that which is long gone, sadly. I wish we still had it. I basically had the Windows 98 sounds already, like, there. So I went, so Jake, I know exactly what happened. So I had the Windows 98 sounds already done. They were already installed.
That was my sound pack, by the way.
Yes. The reason why people would have been confused was because I should have done it the other way around, which was keep the default sounds, change it to Windows 98, and then go back to Windows default sounds without losing any packages. But back then, I didn't realize what I was doing, so just had to get me out of my little situation.
Yeah, and the way I would have set default sounds rather than use a zip file was go into the RAM disk directly, or Keysoft system disk directly, and delete the WAV files out of the Windows folder. That's the way I would have done it, but...
Jake, if you were to do that, though, it would have no sounds play. You don't have any sounds...
Here's the way this works. So, when you delete... Let's say you can copy a WAV file, like Keysoft startup.wav, into the Windows folder on the Keysoft system disk, and... it's a new file, but then when you delete it out of there, it will basically restore the old file from ROM. So it's even though you're just deleting the your file, but the old file is still underneath, so to speak.
Look at you becoming like little Joseph Lee over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the last clip, and then I have a final announcement to make after this. So here we go.
Hello everybody, this is Mason Capo, and this next podcast will be on how to create a sound pack on the BrailleNote Apex. Now, in my previous podcast, not the one before this, because the one I did before this was on convert files, but the one before convert files, I showed you how to install a sound pack that I created, or a sound pack rather that I got from Joseph Lee's BrailleNote users website. Now I'm gonna show you how to create my default Apex sound.zip file. And what I did in this podcast, the first thing I did is I deleted that zip file. So to create the sound pack, the first thing you need to always remember, the first thing you need to do is you need to access the RAM disk, or in other words, you need to access the Keysoft system disk. Now, many of you users might be wondering, what is the Keysoft system disk on the Apex, or how do we access the Keysoft system disk when it's all hidden? Well, this introduces a little trick that a BrailleNote user found out, which I'm going to share with you now. It involves modifying printer setting in the printer setup menu. So I'm using Eloquence for this demonstration. I'm gonna go to my printer.
Keyword menu.
I'm gonna press P for print.
Printer setup printer.
I went to keyword menu. I'm gonna press S for setup printer.
Printer setup list.
I'm gonna go down to the bottom of the list.
End of list. Extend. Printer type. Currently HP DeskJet and LaserJet. Change.
When you get to printer type, you're gonna see printer type. HP DeskJet and LaserJet. Change. I'm going to say why to change it. But actually, I'm not going to change it. Here's what we're going to do.
Yes. Printer name, presenter for HP DeskJet and LaserJet. Computer Braille is required.
And we can just leave it there. It says printer name, presenter for HP DeskJet and LaserJet. I can just leave it there.
Extended character set, currently MS-DOS.
Simply press space with E to exit it.
Exit. Printer setup printer.
And we're done. Now we go back to main menu, which I have already done. And we're gonna go to in Keysoft 9.2, we're gonna go to browse files or file browser. But in Keysoft 9.1, you need to press D for directory. So we're gonna go to file manager. And I'm running Keysoft 9.2 with the Brownout Apex BT32. And I bet you're wondering, before we continue, why does my microphone quality sound a bit more good or a bit more better? I'm going to try a test here. I'm going to convert this file to MP3 and see how big the file gets. And if it's big enough, if it's small enough, I can easily use this as a podcast. I'm going to try using, this is my first time using the Apex mic, so please forgive me if you hear any background noise. But I'm going to go to file browser right now.
File manager menu.
Press B for browse.
Drive, press enter for backslash.
And there you go, you see drive. Press enter for backslash. Backslash is the name of the Keysoft system disk. I'm going to press enter on it.
Folder name, press enter for printers.
Now what you want to do is, it says folder name, press enter for printers, because that's the last folder we used when we set up the printer type. So I'm going to press space with T to go into directory mode.
Directory name, press enter for slash printers, computer Braille is required.
You want to type in slash windows. I'm going to do that. WINDOW/WINDOWS. And in computer bro, that would be, the slash would be a 3-4, like an ST sign. And type in the word Windows. And if that sounds familiar to you, in my previous podcast on how to install a sound pack, it should sound familiar, because we're going to actually zip up the file data inside this directory. So I'm going to press enter.
Directory does not exist. Create new directory.
Uh-oh. No. We don't want to do that.
Directory name.
Slash WINDOWS. So type in slash windows.
List of files in windows.
And you see list of files. So what we're gonna do now, we're gonna go press space with X.
List of all books in windows.
Again.
List of all, including hidden files in windows.
List of all, including hidden files in windows. I'm gonna go to the bottom of the list, and I'm gonna modify this by date. By pressing space with the V.
View by name. View by date.
Go to the bottom of the list.
No more items. Close point 2 pp. Odd point 2 pp.
Actually, we're gonna view it by type.
View by date. View by size. View by type.
Go to the bottom of the list.
No more items.
And we're gonna go up until we hear Keysoft. 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 So that, and there are gonna be WAV files.
Win. Startup. Software. Restart. Reset. Restart. Restart. Question. Open product. Noobs. Menusol.w. Menu pop. Keysoft startup.wav. Keysoft hyperlink.wav. Keysoft error.wav. Keysoft delete.wav. Keysoft click.wav. Keysoft bell.wav.
So all these Keysoft sounds, Keysoft click, Keysoft error, Keysoft startup, those are all the Keysoft sounds that we're going to actually get to. We're going to zip them up. So I'm going to go to the top of the list until I hear chat MSG.
Keysoft fail. Keysoft fail. Input.w. Input.w. Exclude.w. Empty.w. Default.w. Critical.w. Close.w. Chance.w. Asterisk.w. Chance.w.
We want chat MSG, so I'm going to mark it.
Mark. Close.wav.
And I marked it by pressing space with M on the BT, so we don't want close.
Critical.wav.
We don't want critical.
Default.wav.
We don't want that.
Empty.wav.
We don't want that.
Exclude.wav. Input.wav.
You want infbeg. That's also a Keysoft sound that's used, that is used when you connect with ActiveSync If I'm mistaken, please let me know. The first one, chatmsg.wave, that file is used, I think, that file is used when you're in KeyChat and you receive a message while chatting. So I'm going to mark this this next one, infbig.
Marked.
Infend. I don't know what that one is. It's also related to ActiveSync. I'm going to mark it.
Marked.
I'm going to mark infintro. Infinture. Because that. INFINTR. Because that. I think that is also related to ActiveSync sessions.
Marked.
And those Keysoft files that I just marked previously are all related to Keysoft. And these are the Keysoft sounds. I'm going to mark all of them.
Marked. Keysoft. Keysoft bell, marked. Keysoft, mark removed.
We don't want Keysoft bell, because that doesn't do anything.
Keysoft click dot WAV.
I don't want Keysoft click.
Keysoft delete dot WAV.
Delete.
Mark. Keysoft error dot WAV.
Keysoft error.
Mark. Keysoft hyperlink dot WAV.
Keysoft hyperlink.
Mark. Keysoft startup dot WAV.
Keysoft startup.
Mark. Menu pop dot WAV. Menu sol dot WAV.
Menu pop and menu sol. We don't want those, because those are not related to Keysoft.
Nukes dot WAV.
We want new MSG.
Mark. Open prog dot WAV. Question dot WAV.
We don't want open prog or question.
Rexstart dot WAV.
We want rexstart.
Mark. Rexstop dot WAV.
And rexstop.
Mark.
And rexstart and rexstop. They are used when you record a memo. So Keysoft error is used when you do a invalid command, such as this. And Keysoft delete is when you make a mistake in the keyword document and you just high pitched beep. That means you delete something.
Camille is away briefly.
Beep. Then, so when you delete a character, you hear beep, and then that's the Keysoft delete sound. Keysoft startup. That one must sound familiar to you when you reset your device. You should hear a little chime. That means that you're restarting. Keysoft. Keysoft click. That's a progress indicator. So when you're loading a web page, you hear beep, beep, beep. That means it's a Keysoft progress indicator. Keysoft alarm 1, that's used to alert you when you have appointments. Keysoft alarm 2, that's the same thing. It uses two sounds instead of one. And I just mark rec start and rec stop.
Reset dot WAV. Rexstart dot WAV.
We don't want resend, because that's not
Rexstart dot WAV.
Rexstart, and we don't want that, because that's related to Windows CE sounds.
Soft reset dot WAV.
We want soft reset. We're gonna mark it.
Mark. Startup dot WAV.
And that's the end of it. So we're going to press backspace with the Z to zip.
15 items selected. Destination drive. Press enter for flash disk.
I want the flash disk. I'm gonna press enter.
Destination directory name. Press enter for flash.
I'm gonna go to downloads.
Subdirectories of flash.
Oh.
Next. Destination directory name. That. Downloads.
I'm gonna go inside the downloads folder and go to zip files.
Zip files. Destination directory name. Press enter. Destination file name.
I'm gonna type in. So it gave me the directory name to make sure that that's the right directory. Now, it says file name. I'm gonna type in default. D E F A U L T Apex. Sounds, okay, and it's all lowercase. Default Apex sound. I'm gonna press enter, and it's gonna zip it up.
Password. Computer braille is required.
I'm not gonna put a password because it's not gonna be secure. I'm gonna press enter, and that progress click you heard, that's one of the Keysoft sounds. It tells you that something's going on. Well, it's zipping the file.
List of all, including hidden files and windows.
And that's done. So that's how you create a sound pack. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at masonc14@gmail.com. masonc14@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody. Sorry for my voice. I'm having an allergy attack. But thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
So, this basically concludes the tribute to Jessica You know, you're going to be greatly missed. Rest in peace, our friend. You know, rest in peace, Jess. But to get to happier notes, my podcasts are coming back. I'm going to be getting my Hymns Bro Sense 6 and a Sense player. So I will be recording more podcasts with AT products. And there's going to be a lot to cover. So be ready. All right, guys. See you guys.
And we will leave you with Mood 01, another Corel Corporation MIDI file being played on WinCE GM.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.